Anthropic's Claude Security, released into public beta on April 30, 2026, gives enterprise security teams a zero-integration vulnerability scanner that finds bugs, explains them, and generates targeted patches, all within a single session. The product is available now to Claude Enterprise customers at Claude.ai/security, powered by Claude Opus 4.714. Most coverage frames this as Anthropic has a security scanner now. That misses the structural play. The scanner is table stakes. Snyk, SemGrep, and CodeQL already do this. The actual bet is the Opus 4.7 embed into 6 enterprise security platforms and 5 global systems integrators. That's a platform moat, not a feature launch. What Claude Security actually does point it at a repository, directory, or branch. Claude Security scans, identifies vulnerabilities, provides severity confidence ratings, explains how each finding can be reproduced, and generates a targeted patch. The patch is actionable directly through Claude code on the web, no tool switching, no ticket handoff 1-3. Anthropic says the product already reduces days of back and forth between the security team and the engineers to a single sitting, 1. A scheduled scan option lets teams set a regular cadence, addressing the ongoing coverage rather than one-off audits demand that came out of the preview 1-2. For a practitioner, this is a shift left acceleration. The interesting question is whether it replaces your existing SASD tool or sits alongside it. Right now, the answer is alongside. Claude Security lacks the rule customization, policy as code, and CI/CD native integrations that tools like SemGrep or Checkmarx provide. It is a scanner that patches, not a governance platform. The partner embed is the real product 6 security vendors: CrowdStrike, Microsoft Security, Palo Alto Networks, SentinelOne, TrendAI, and Wiz are embedding Opus 4.7's capabilities into their existing platforms 1.5 systems integrators, Accenture, BCG, Deloitte, Infosys, and PwC, are building Claude-integrated solutions for vulnerability management, secure code review, and incident response 1. This is where the lock and risk and the competitive pressure converge. If your organization runs CrowdStrike for endpoint detection and Wiz for cloud posture, Opus 4.7's security reasoning is now embedded in both. You are not choosing a new scanner, you are adopting Anthropic's model through vendors you already pay for. As Deloitte's Adnan Amjad put it, together we're helping our clients close the critical gap between threat discovery and remediation 1. Infosys' Satish HC went further. This is not AI simply augmenting security, it is AI redefining how enterprises defend themselves 1. For DevSecOps leads, the question is not, should I try Claude Security? It is, what happens to my tooling strategy when my existing vendors ship Opus 4.7 capabilities into products I already run? The Mythos context nobody should ignore Claude Security exists because of Project Glasswing and the Mythos model. Anthropic describes Mythos Preview as their most capable model for cybersecurity tasks and is withholding it from public release due to dual-use risk 4. Opus 4.7, which powers Claude Security, was specifically trained with efforts to differentially reduce cyber capabilities compared to Mythos, and ships with safeguards that automatically detect and block high-risk cybersecurity uses 4. Anthropic's framing is direct. AI is compressing the timeline between vulnerability discovery and exploitation, and defenders need frontier capabilities. 1. This is not marketing. If Mythos class models become accessible to adversaries, and Anthropic explicitly says they will, because other frontier model developers will produce comparable capabilities, the time to exploit for newly discovered vulnerabilities compresses from weeks to minutes. A scanner that also patches in the same session is not a nice to have. It is the minimum viable defense. See the deeper analysis in 2026.5.1 Claude Security Beta. What changes in your AppSec workflow? 2 concrete shifts for practitioners. 1, triaging becomes a single session activity instead of a multi-day loop. Today, a SASD finding goes to the security team, who writes it up, sends it to engineering, who reproduces it, then writes a fix. Claude Security collapses that into one sitting, scan, explain, patch. If your mean time to remediate is measured in days, this is a 10 times improvement on the human handoff portion of the cycle. 2, your existing security vendors now embed a frontier model you did not choose. If CrowdStrike or Wiz is in your stack, Opus 4.7 security reasoning is already on your roadmap. Evaluate it on the same criteria you would any model integration: data handling, inference latency, confidence calibration, and auditability. Try it now if you have a Claude Enterprise account. Expected output: vulnerability list with severity confidence, reproduction steps, and a generated patch per finding, all in a single session. Knowledge check: your organization uses CrowdStrike for endpoint detection and SemGrep for SASD. Claude Security ships with Opus 4.7 embeds into CrowdStrike. Which of these changes first, your SASD tool or your endpoint detection workflow? Answer: your endpoint detection workflow. CrowdStrike will ship Opus 4.7 capabilities into a product you already run, meaning Anthropic's model enters your stack through an existing vendor relationship rather than a new tool evaluation. Your SASD tool, SemGrep, faces no immediate displacement. Claude Security lacks the governance and CI/CD integration to replace it today. If this analysis is useful, the course / picking a Frontier Model 2026 Q2 course covers how to evaluate frontier model integrations across your security and development stack with hands-on benchmarks.